USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fed Reserve officials are making the case for more interest rate hikes as inflation soars. San Francisco Fed President Mary Daly noting Americans are still dealing with the effects of high prices. She explained the Fed's job is far from done because things that were affordable 6 months ago aren't now. President Biden signs the CHIPS and Science Act into law Tuesday. The bill is intended to encourage semiconductor chip manufacturers to move their operations to the United States. The president virtually joined an event hosted by Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, touting the impact the legislation will have on the state.
The way I see this bill in Michigan is it's about chips and it's about cars.
Critics argue the bill doesn't do anything to ensure semiconductor chip manufacturers will move back to the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by Government.com. Have you heard? The 2022 Proof Silver Eagle coin sold out at the U.S. Mint almost immediately, but a recent stash has hit the market. That's right. Brand new 2022 coins in collector quality proof condition. Each 1 ounce pure silver coin bears the iconic W Mint mark for the West Point Mint, rarely seen on coins today. But you must hurry. Only a limited number of these special American Silver Eagles are available. Just call 1-800-895-7267 and you are guaranteed a 2022 W-proof Silver Eagle. These are sold out at the U.S. Mint. You must call now. To learn more, call 1-800-895-7267. If you order now, you'll receive free shipping and a bonus Collector Patriots Pack. Over a $33 value, free with every order. Call 1-800-895-7267 now to secure your new 2022 W American Silver Eagle coins before they are gone. That's 1-800-895-7267.
A U.S. drone strike in Afghanistan killed the al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri over the weekend. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls tells Fox and Friends that he is concerned foreign fighters are gravitating back to Afghanistan.
Al-Qaeda is clearly back in Afghanistan, just like they were pre-9/11. And not only were they back, he was staying in the guest house of the Taliban's interior minister.
The Taliban previously pledged that they would not align themselves with al-Qaeda. Brittany Griner is making her first appearance in court since the Biden administration tried to offer a Russian prisoner swap deal. ESPN reporting a verdict in the WNBA star's trial could come later this week. She pleaded guilty to drug charges after she was found with marijuana oil at a Moscow airport and faces up to 10 years in prison if convicted. This is USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniels is calling Democrats desperate as Democratic organizations are spending some $44 million to boost who they believe are far-right Republican candidates in primary elections. When asked about the statement, Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, Democrat from Michigan, says she doesn't necessarily agree.
I don't think that Democrats are desperate. I think this is a strategy that some have undertaken because they're trying to get candidates that they perceive may not be strong in the November election.
An illegal immigrant is believed to have drowned in La Jolla, Texas, as crews searched the Rio Grande for the body. Lieutenant Chris Olivares with the Texas Department of Public Safety says this incident should serve as an example to others looking to illegally cross the border.
That's why we stress and we tell these immigrants, do not make this journey, do not cross this river because how very dangerous it is.
Florida school districts are facing a staffing crisis with thousands of teachers' jobs still open less than 2 weeks until school starts. Hillsborough County teacher Stephanie Miller is stocking up on school supplies, but says so much still remains up in the air.
Kind of getting ready for a big classroom only because we don't know how many teachers are going to be there.
The Florida Education Association says districts across the state are still looking to hire about 9,000 teachers. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.